Welcome back to the Wall and Paulpack Church Podcast. This is your One Step Weekly, and I am your host, Pastor Ken Platt. Here at Wall and Paulpack Church, we want you to know God in a way that transforms your life, grow in that relationship with Him, and go and share that story with other people in your life. Please make some time today to rate and review this podcast. You can even share it with a friend if you're so inclined. The One Step Weekly is a podcast that is put together to help you take one step in your faith walk. We often hear about leaps of faith, but big leaps are often built on small steps. We have to start out by thinking of things differently and being transformed by a renewing of our minds. Then we take those new thoughts and we put actions behind them. Today, we're starting a series of one steps that walk through the passage of Scripture known as the Sermon on the Mount or the Beatitudes. This set of teachings is so central to the teachings of Jesus and life as a Christian that they can't be discounted. They are small sentences that carry an amazing amount of weight. Volumes of books have been written about them. One of the greatest books is The Cost of Discipleship by Dietrich Bonhoeffer. So if you are wanting to dig deeper into the concepts found in Matthew 5, 6, and 7, read The Cost of Discipleship by Dietrich Bonhoeffer. Read that book. It will wreck you and rearrange the way you look at your life as a follower of Jesus. I promise you won't read that book and leave the same as when you came. So we're going to be talking about, we are going to be focused on the blessed are the statements. And when we say blessed, we are talking about enjoying the favor of God. This is not the hashtag blessed where we flippantly tell people, my life is great, I'm hashtag blessed. This is a deep spiritual favor of God. It means you're moving in consort with God, and that movement of your life is yielding a level of fruitfulness. And when you've lived the blessed that God is talking about here, it has little to do with your bank account or your material possessions, but is completely descriptive of your spiritual standing before God. So if you want to be blessed, then there are thoughts and attitudes of your heart that have to be addressed. The first statement is, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. In our affluent society, true poverty is not seen as frequently as in many other parts of the world, especially in first century Judea, which was the context for Jesus's ministry. But what Jesus was trying to do was dismantle the idea, for one thing, he was trying to dismantle the idea of spiritual richness, because he was talking to people who were already in poverty. They were already oppressed, so they understood what it was to be poor physically. But they were taught that they could be rich in spirit if they did the right things in the right way to the right people. And if you did that, then you would have good standing with God. If you did the right things in the right way in front of the right people, then that would make you right with God. And Jesus is saying, look, that's not what this is about. What this is about is, he talks about it in Luke chapter 18, verses 19 through 14. He tells a parable about this in one of the other gospels. And he said this, to some who were confident in their own righteousness and looked down on everyone else. So think about that. So people who thought they were good people who thought that the things that they did and the religious practices that they did made them better than other people. So Jesus told this parable. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood by himself and prayed, God, I thank you that I am not like other people, robbers and evildoers and adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week and I give a tenth of all I get. But the tax collector stood at a distance. He would not even look up to heaven, but beat his breast and said, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Jesus said, I tell you that this man, rather than the other, went home justified before God. For all those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. Jesus points to the person that everyone would label as unblessed. They would look at the tax collector and say, that person is not a person in favor of God. That person is a traitor to our people. That person is on the outside of the blessing of God. And what Jesus did is he said, do you see the attitude of that person's heart? You have, like, it's a huge disparity. One person thought they were incredible and amazing and looked at God and go, oh, thank you for not making me bad like other people, especially that one over there. And then that one looks up to heaven and expresses his spiritual poverty. He knows he has nothing to offer God. He recognizes the depth of his sinfulness and seeks the value he knows only comes from God. We live in a culture that puffs up accomplishments and positions and titles, degrees, bank accounts, cars, vacations, self-esteem, levels of fitness, the number of followers, the number of likes, the number of, and we look at all those things and say, those are what is valuable. Those are what defines me. And the more I can get that stuff, the better I am as a person. And then that makes me better than whatever, or maybe even sometimes those people, I'm not better than other people, but it's not always about whether or not we think we're better than other people. But sometimes we say, I'm not valuable unless. But that's what the Pharisee's saying. When we make those things the markers for our blessedness, then we reduce the importance of God's impact in our lives. The Pharisee said, I'm blessed because of all the holy things that I can do. But the tax collector, who probably had a decent amount of worldly wealth based on his profession, was aware of the reality that he had nothing to offer God and needed everything that God had to offer. The kingdom values of the temporal, the world that is easily assessed and honored, are different than the values of the kingdom of heaven. The temporal values what can be achieved, while the heavenly kingdom values the depth of your need. The poor in spirit need God more than anything, and in their need, they find the wealth of the kingdom of heaven. The wealth of the kingdom of heaven is the mercy of the King, the forgiveness of sin that cannot be redeemed simply by showing the right people the right actions at the right time, but approaching the throne of God as a spiritual beggar. Humility. Looking at God and saying, I have nothing. You have everything. Your One Step Weekly is a prayer and meditative practice. I want you to make time to sit quietly and think about your riches and how you have ascribed value to yourself. This could be anything I listed above, but please understand, I believe that some of these things have value, but they're nothing compared to knowing Jesus. This is about prioritizing value. Take those things which you have identified as your riches, and I want you to name them. Then I want you to go before Jesus in prayer. Lay all those riches at his feet and express that they are nothing compared to his mercy and love. Come poor. Not trying to explain or show, but come empty with a longing for the kingdom of heaven. This prayer exercise is meant to be a first step in understanding your spiritual poverty, but it is something that we have to constantly remind ourselves of, always going back to God in humility and being a gracious participant in the kingdom of heaven. So may you be poor in spirit and in your poverty find the wealth that comes in the citizenship of heaven. Again, please take time to rate, review, and share this podcast. God bless you, and we will talk to you soon.